A hotly contested congressional race in Georgia is heading to a runoff.
We are changing the world. And your voices are going to ring out across this state and across this country.
That's Democrat John Ossoff, who narrowly missed winning a seat outright last night in Georgia's traditionally conservative 6th District. The seat was previously held by Republican Tom Price, who resigned to become U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. And the race has been seen as an early measure for President Trump. Now, Ossoff will face Republican Karen Handel in a runoff in June. And joining us now is Bradley George of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting. Bradley, if John Ossoff had gotten more than 50% of the vote, he wouldn't have to go to this runoff. He would have won outright. That didn't happen. But how are he and the party responding today?
They're pretty jubilant, and they're confident that they can keep up this excitement that Ossoff has seen and continue that to this June 20th runoff. Ossoff was the early favorite in polling for this primary. There were 18 candidates in the primary. He was on top of that field. He raised over $8 million. That's more than certainly any other candidate. From the moment he jumped into this race, even though he was a relative unknown, he had the backing of party insiders, people like Congressman John Lewis, Congressman Hank Johnson, who Ossoff used to work for. And he's absolutely confident that he can keep that support and that excitement and that momentum going for the next couple of months.
And he was really close, by the way, to that 50% mark.
Yeah, he was. Just watching the returns coming in last night, he stayed over that 50% mark for a while. This district covers three counties in Atlanta and in the surrounding area, DeKalb, Fulton, and Cobb. DeKalb and Cobb counties had all their votes in pretty early. It took Fulton County a little while because there were some issues with the data cards that they used to collect and tabulate votes, and so it wasn't until later in the actually early this morning before Fulton County got its final numbers in. And Karen Handel and John Ossoff actually talked to their supporters before the outcome was known. That clip of Ossoff you played, he was talking about, well, we might pull it out tonight or it might go to the runoff, but either way, bring it on.
And it will go to the runoff. President Trump has been tweeting about the race. Yesterday, he wrote that he learned that Ossoff doesn't even live in the district that he wants to represent. Is that true? And does that hurt Ossoff?
Well, he lives just outside the district, I think not terribly far. It's not like he lives in another part of Georgia or another part of the country. He said he will move to the district if he's elected. I don't think it doesn't seem to have affected him so far, but you can count on Republicans to make hay of that. And speaking of President Trump, he was tweeting about it again this morning, just looking at his feed here. He said, despite major outside money, fake media support, and 11 Republican candidates, he called it a big R win with the runoff in Georgia. He says it's now Hollywood versus Georgia in the June 20th runoff.
Well, let's talk about the Republican Karen Handel. She spoke last night as the results came in. Here she is.
So let's celebrate, then get some sleep, and hit the ground running tomorrow so that on June 20th, we keep the 6th District red and kick a little ass off.
So tell us about her and how close she is to President Trump.
Okay, first of all, I have to say kick a little Ossoff is actually a play on a slogan that John Ossoff has been using. He has signs that says, vote your Ossoff. Anyway, Karen Handel, she is the former Georgia Secretary of State. She's tried to run for some other offices. She tried to run for governor in 2010 and didn't make it out of the GOP primary. She also considered a run for the U.S. Senate back in 2014. She emerged as the Republican frontrunner in this crowded field. There were a couple of other well-known GOP figures in there as well. People outside Georgia might know her from her tenure as a vice president at Susan G. Komen for The Cure, and she was part of this effort that the Komen group had to cut its ties with Planned Parenthood in 2012. That was a hugely controversial decision. Komen soon reversed it after it was announced, and Handel resigned from the group. But she's somebody who's been an old hand in Georgia politics for a while.
Was this race, do you think, up until this point, all about President Trump?
it's interesting because John Ossoff kind of had this duality with some of his campaign rhetoric. He talked about – I interviewed him briefly for a piece I did for you all last week, just previewing this race. And he said that this is a race about local issues, and it's about an economic message and bringing more high-tech jobs to this district. But at the same time, he talked about being a check on President Trump and holding President Trump accountable. You look at Trump's approval rating in this district. There was a poll that came out last week that showed that among voters in the 6th district that it's evenly split. So certainly Democrats are happy to make this a referendum on Trump.
That's Bradley George of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting. Bradley, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.